have to stand up on the chairs. Mm. It's so big.
Big project. This is only one drawer. That's in this planet time.
The direction is north, east, south, and west. In the middle here, right in the middle, there's a mountain area, which is very, very small.
Okay.
The scale is coming in to be 1 centimeter. Can you go to the other side?
The 1/20th of a centimeter.
1/20th of a centimeter is
one centimeter is about just the tip of a finger. So 1/20th of this is 100,000 yojanas. Actually, you could not even see Mount Meru on this picture. It's so small that we could not even draw it. It's just a pinpoint.
Mount Meru is in the middle. And then surrounding Mount Meru is the whole Jamagui. Jamagui is 100,000 yojanas, 800 miles in length. And with this other map machine, we showed you the other day. And surrounding Jamagui is the South Ocean. The South Ocean is the same width as Jamagui, or 100,000 yojanas. That's the 800,000 miles. And this is all around the Jamagui. Here the Jamagui. And there is a saltwater ocean. You can see
it.
And surrounding Jamagui. Then there is Jamagui, the next river, which is around the South Ocean. There's black and green. That is twice the size of the width of the South Ocean. That is 200,000 yojanas, or 1,600,000 miles. That is right in the middle.
Actually, you can hardly see it there. It's very small.
It's surrounding black and green. It's another ocean, the Sugarcane Ocean. That Sugarcane Ocean is the same length as black and green, or 200,000 yojanas, or 1,600,000 miles. And on each one of these rivers.
So, in each ocean, there are islands? Simply ocean.
Each one of these rivers are inhabited by different sons of Maharaj Priyadrata. Maharaj Priyadrata had so many sons. And each one of their sons
is one son. He is the king, but he is ruling over the ocean?
No, he's ruling over the Dvipa.
Yes. He is located around the mountain.
No,
during time, and then to the time of Mars, it is the same ocean.
But ocean, but there is no inhabitant.
No.
Simply ocean.
There are no islands. Islands are surrounded by islands. Islands
and ocean are surrounded by islands.
So why did you think that? In islands, islands are probably very cheap.
Very good island.
Yeah. The islands are surrounding the ocean. It goes in a circle, because the whole ocean surrounds one island. And each island is divided by seven mountains and seven rivers. And the main sons of Maharaj Priyadrata, they also have sons. And each one of those seven divisions are being ruled by the seven grandsons of Maharaj Priyadrata.
In other words, Shukara, Priyadrata has seven children, seven islands. And each one of them has seven children. So each son of Priyadrata divided his island into seven parts and was given to one of the grandsons of Priyadrata. We could not show that because it's so small. This is drawn exactly to scale. In order to include all of the Bhumandala, we We have to make everything up very small, because as you'll see, most of Bhumandu is made of Lokavart and Lokalok mountains. Everything else is very small compared to those two.
Surrounding the sugar cane ocean, there's Samalingu, where again there are seven divisions of land, seven rivers, which is called
island and surrounded by coastal. Like
Samalingu is a little purple here, still in the Pacific Ocean. And surrounding Samalingu is an ocean of liquor. Surabhadra, there's an ocean of liquor. Then there's Kusa Sea.
Which one is that?
The red circle. The little red circle. Into Surabhadra. Then the little green here is the Kusha tree. One particular picture of this land is that there is a Kusha grass, which is very, very cool. It is all over the mountain. And then there is the deep ocean, which is surrounding Kusha tree. That is the dark green. The ocean is the yellow of it. The deep ocean is surrounding the Kusha tree. In past, again, surrounding the ocean is from the reef. But from the reef is 1,600,000 miles. 1 million. That means 12,800,000 miles. And it's getting bigger, twice as big as we go further. In past, from the reef, surrounding from the reef is the middle ocean. And the middle ocean is surrounding the whole part of the reef. And then again, the mission is that the Sacred Reef is surrounded by yogurt or the sunny, for the ocean, which is the white ocean. This yogurt ocean is 3,200,000 miles, which is 25,600,000 miles of width. And surrounding this yogurt ocean is Pushkar Reef, which is the reddish brown. Pushkar Reef is 6,400,000 miles in width, or 51,200,000 miles. And here, in the middle of Ushabi, all around, is a Manasota range of mountains, which is situated in the middle, and which is a width of 10,000 miles. Now, from the middle of Mount Meru until Ushabi, it is calculated to be 15,750,000 miles.
We calculated it.
This was all calculated according to the bottom. And then, on the fourth corner, on top of this Manasatarayana mountain, the Lokapala, where Indra, Varuna, Kumara, they are residing in these four corners, charging the directions of the universe. And past the Kushma,
what goes in, the most important thing is on top of the Manasatara range.
On top of the Manasatara range, if this map would be placed on the ground, and Mount Meru would be like this, and all the oceans go around, the sun, which is, again, 16,000 miles above Mount Meru, goes all around Mount Manasatara, continuously, every day.
So where does it go? Where does the sun go?
The sun will go like this, all around. It will be above. And it's constantly going on above, circumambulating the Mount Meru, and going just above the Manasatara is another. This little brown line, gray line, within the circle is the Manasatara is another. And surrounding this Pushkar Dwee, there is sweet water ocean. So, the sweet water ocean is 6,400,000 yojanas, or 51,000 meters, 51,200,000 miles. In past, the sweet water ocean, there is Kandanapuri, our golden land, where everything, this is the land that's described to be just like a mirror, where no living being can be, because it is, as soon as something is dropped there, it disappears, and it's very few in the future of this land. This land, this golden land, is 15 million 750,000 bushels. That means that this land here is a, the width of this land is the same as between Manasugar Mountain and the middle of Mount Meru. It's very tiny. It has this gold land.
We use the calculator to calculate.
Fastest golden land until here is the local local mountain, which is the border between this Alamabarka, the uninhabited land, and the inhabited land. This local barca is considered to be a protected mountain that stops the rays of the sun to go beyond the portion, and it goes very, very high, as you described. And it goes higher than the Google Loka. So the whole planetary system of Uman is like a big lotus flower with a very fine high petal. So it's very wonderful.
This is that Loka Loka.
This is the Loka Loka mountain.
Just see how much it is. It's like the whole Uman is protected by a huge mirror. Yeah. And only in the very center are the inhabited lands of Uman.
The sun is above them.
Not above, not above.
Within. This would be, if this would be on the floor, I mean, Mount Meru would be 84,000 yojanas, then above Mount Meru, 16,000 yojanas above is the sun. But then, so that the rays of the sun would not penetrate in that land all around, this great mountain, Loka-Loka, extends all the way up to Sparta. So it is like a big, big cup, in which in the middle of the cup, in the bottom, there is all of this land. In fact, this local local range of mountains is an Alpavarsha, which is described as a no living being which can go to them. The only occasion where anyone went to there is when Krishna and Arjuna went to see the Mahavishnu in the spiritual sky. So Krishna was a chakra, penetrated through all these regions, and then he went through all the corners of the universe and was there. That is the only occasion anyone went to this planet. So this is the general picture of Bhumanda. According to
the sun, above the sun there is moon.
Yes, above the sun there is a moon.
Now we have to.
That is our next.
So far we have stayed in Bhumanda. And now this picture covers Bhumanda. We were thinking to do one more, we can do it later on, one more drawing to give us more detail because the center of Meru and Jambudweep and Salt Ocean is so small on this map we cannot even see it. So we want to blow up one area like they do on some maps and show one city bigger than other places because it's important. And after that, our next business is to now go upwards. Now we've gone up, we're this way. Now we have to show the sun, the moon. Stuff to reach you, everything like that. That'll be very interesting, how this comes.
Another unique feature of this map that Dr. Krimar was talking about, there is one trait which is mentioned by Vishnu Prakabhavan Chakra in his commentary. Because if you complete that region from west to east and north to south, it's considered to be 500 million yojanas. They're going to be able to address that. 250 million on each side.
That means 4 billion miles.
4 billion miles.
That has been.
Yes, that was mentioned. The total distance of all of these was coming to about 496. So we understood from the commentary of Vishnu Prakabhavan that there is a little space, vacant space between the premises. Vacant land, there's a little dark space between the Avodavarta and the coming of the universe, which is 1,700,000 yojanas on each side of the universe. And this other factor I can explain is the reason for this, that under all the planetary systems, there are the eight elements which are sustaining all the Bhumandala and all the lower planetary systems. And if this is touching the side of the universe, then these elements would have nothing to do with these. No function for it, therefore there is one reason. And another reason was giving is that when Vara Avatar lifted the earth, if the Bhumanda is touching the side of the universe, then there is no place to lift it. Therefore, by his calculation, you have given a very long purpose when you are going to finish it. according to Joseph Zedekiah, this was mentioned that there is good faith between offering other parts of the universe and our regard for that is his faith. So that God lives out of the earth from the government of Moses.
Therefore, to satisfy, however, the technical terms used in the astronomical calculations given by the Jokier data are difficult to translate into English. Therefore, to satisfy the reader, we may include the exact Sanskrit data given by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, which records exact calculations regarding universal affairs. And then you give this huge Sanskrit quotation. And from reading it, Dr. Kremer has found out that there's faith. Due to this purpose, we got that information. So it's perfectly put in there. Amen. So I think that Scribnara will be helped by these drawings when the men come. Because he said that they, even though they are scientists, they could not understand this science. It's been a mystery, practically. These drawings, one by one, should be able to help in the creation of that planetary.
Thank you, Emma. That is it.
Now we have to figure out how to preserve these shrubs. Mm-hmm. Pushkar Prabhu was concerned how to preserve these pictures. And we're thinking that maybe they should be mounted on canvas and stressed. That way they can be preserved.
Like that.
Uh-huh. Like a mess. Once they're put on canvas, they be rolled.
Yeah. That's when you put them on board and just come up with something like that.
So the best thing is to mount them on something and then display them somewhere. Just in front of that will stretch.
Every time you roll it, it gets more and more.
Every time you have to roll it.
One room. And they put it in the window.
It'll be very interesting. They can use this for teaching them.
Explain that involved in this picture.
The explanation is good. Just look at the explanation. It's amazing how Krishna has made each universe. It's just like all the fruits, and you get a fruit. It's protected by skin. This universe is very much protected. First by uninhabited land, then by huge mountains, then by golden land, and then only in the center of these lipas, where all the inhabitants and all the activities are going on, very much protected.
And they are going to be more. I survive, remember, the moon is also like the sun. There is fire blazing, but it is surrounded by a cool atmosphere. Therefore, it is soothing. I think that is fantastic.
I have
book is simple. And I bring this book, it's very, you see it here, it's not
24 lakh
miles. 24 lakh miles?
No.
What did the scientists say?
How? 2 lakhs.
2 lakhs miles. 250,000 miles. So that means about, the ocean is, I don't know, about 25,000, 30,000
buildings. This is the only thing that we're
not going to do. I think the vision of that is...
That's my question.
Pluto was discovered only in 1930, and as yet little is known about this remote planet. Pluto is much smaller than Neptune and has a diameter of probably about half the size. The orbit of Pluto is extremely elliptical, and the day is some 6,109 hours long. There is probably no atmosphere, and there are no known moons.
Problem. Their science is problem. Probably it is science, otherwise it is nonsense.
It says here the moon is 238,000 miles, 860 miles from the Earth. It has no atmosphere, no weather, and no wind.
Probably. Everything probably.
It says here there's a thick dust covering and no evidence to suggest the moon has ever supported life. In that newspaper article, the man who was exposing them said, if it, they, because they say it's covered by dust, how is it that no dust is shown on the astronauts' suits when they walk around? He says, if there's such a thick dust, then when the rocket landed, it would have made a pocket within that dust. He says, but they don't, there's no crater around the rocket. So how is it possible that these things would look like that? Because actually, they forgot, and they were making the stage that in Arizona, they forgot the sports.
What arguably did I read in 1971, if you went to the moon, they find that rock, how do they explain the moon is so shiny and take such a cooling effect? They can't explain that.
here. And this is the real question that you want to answer. They fix you to earth ground. And we say, you know, and the earth is only one part of one pound of the mother. And all the pictures they take of the earth when they go up in this cell, they're so grand. And we're going to tell them that. In other words, if this is the picture of the world, like this, and we said it, we take an airplane from here in Los Angeles. Supposing we go to India, which is here. So there's two ways to go. One way you can go like this, and the other way you can go like that. But if the earth is not a round globe, then how is it sometimes people go from Los Angeles via Hawaii to Japan and then to India? So, we can't figure this out. We have experience in those of us who have flown that actually the plane went from Los Angeles to Hawaii to Tokyo to Hong Kong and then to India. And it doesn't work out in our NASA, right? We can't figure it out. This thing has to be very complete in its answers, otherwise no everyone would laugh at us. We can't move any loopholes.
Are you thinking?
Now, no, I'm not. something like 10,000. 10,000 years ago, 80,000 miles. Yet it says that the highest mountain is Mount Everest, 29,000 feet. That's about 6 miles. And we are saying 80,000 miles. So if you want to know where to go, how high is what we're going to see?
Observation. The studies of the past of earthquake waves, then it goes, their only way they can understand it by direct observation. And that's very limited. Because all the planets will probably form at much the same time. It doesn't sound very like they have very much knowledge to it. Everything is probable, maybe. So that probably all the planets were formed at much the same time from the same great dust cloud. After you create this planetary ritual account, but they'll have to rewrite all of these books.
Another book has to be written. Its name should be Esoteric Geography.
enormes jaguars. And ask them about history of life, your divine grace of life. Advanced history and there the complete lifetime of one who remains as a beginning.
Pointing to the modern thinkers, any further back than about 3,000 or 4,000 years ago, everybody was living in the caves. So they think that all of our books are mythology, some dreamt up stories by some people, a few.
Yeah, I would bet they would be a million
years. And of course, they said that there was no meaning to that. Just dust, water, and earth. There were no brains.
Only brains had built it now.
Yes, especially the discussion. What if they were intelligence? Now, man's brain is developing to a higher magnitude. You can finally understand what is what. I want to think of your descriptions, especially with planetarium, will at first meet with a lot of heavy reaction. And it's not really
God,